Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today is, well, it's technically Thanksgiving or certainly Thanksgiving week, 2022. And this is like now an annual thing because we've done it 2 years in a row, but always want to just take time to actually be thankful. And a little selfishly, because I'm going to bring on a couple guests today that are like my peeps. I got my kiddo. He's going to join us. No idea how that's going to go. I got my significantly better half. She's going to join us, and she's always the star of the show wherever she goes. So with the three of us, we get the three B's. It's the beauty, the brains, and the bold. I get one of the three. She's got the other two. So, and really, I think part of this, obviously with Thanksgiving, but we did an episode a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, the number one reason people become franchise owners. And it is, without question, is being able to control their life. Yeah, money comes, and we all need that, but it really is controlling their life, their lifestyle, their freedom, their flexibility, their level of success professionally. And it's not just, I mean, we talk about it on our episodes, we talk about it with our clients, but we all live it as well. And I have a unique lifestyle that we have been able to create with co-parenting my 9-year-old and essentially co-parenting my spouse, because we have kids separately. We technically live in separate states, but to be able to have the flexibility professionally to run Fran Coach, to do the podcast, to run the other businesses that she and I have together, that she has separately. That flexibility to be in Arizona for a week, be in Florida for a week, be wherever, me just kind of following her around with her clients, wherever she needs to go. We're just in general traveling, packing up and taking off to go somewhere. We'll have to, it's no PTO. There's none of that. It's just let's go. All right. And so that freedom and flexibility from my standpoint, being doing this for 8 years now, almost, just complete dumb luck how it all started back in the day. But could not possibly be more thankful, more gratitude towards like the dumb luck of finding this to be able to create such an amazing life. So I'm going to take some time. I got two other people that we're going to bring on separately, talk with them a little bit about kind of their life, their role in my life, and kind of what we were thankful for. We'll probably sneak in a plug or two here or there for not just Fran Coach, but for our partners that we work with. And really just, again, thankful for everybody, for me personally, everybody that we get to work with, and then Fran Coach, our clients that have been amazing to work with. And certainly all of our franchise partners, our just partners in general, kind of outside of franchising, funding, whatever that might be. So as always, we are here. And the one thing I would say is, as you think of sitting here at Thanksgiving, if you're not completely happy with where you are with your life, it's not too late, even in this year, to get things started. Let's get you the time you're sitting there next year at Thanksgiving. Be where you are. Take control of your life. There are other ways we can help you make that happen. So as always, we are at FranCoach.net, Franchising101podcast.net. But this is the Thanksgiving edition. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in and listening to this. So here's the first of our two guests. Okay, so we have our first guest of the day, and we're making an in-house appearance for the one, the only, my wonderful 9-year-old son, Logan. Logan, how are you doing today? Good. Are you excited about being on the podcast? It's been a year since the last time you were on the podcast. Yeah, last Thanksgiving, like 1 year. Okay. So are we excited for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, really excited.
Okay. What is your favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Turkey. Okay. When you first decided you like turkey, what did you think it was?
Chicken. Dude, I have that whole story in my head every Thanksgiving.
Well, tell me. Tell everybody this story.
So I think, weren't we at Grandma Trisha's?
I think so. You were like four years old.
Yeah. And all I ate was chicken. And apparently my dad, he lied to me because I didn't want to eat it until he said it's turkey chicken. And I ate it and now I like turkey.
So you're saying I lied to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I got news for you. That's not the only time I've lied to you. I know. That's how it rolls.
Tell me all the lies.
We don't have time for that. Okay. So you really like the turkey. Okay. Turkey is pretty good. Anything you don't like? Have you ever tried pumpkin pie?
I was just about to say I never had pumpkin pie.
You should try that. Pecan pie. Do you know how you get the best pecan pie?
Wow.
We're going to give a little plug, a little shout out for our friends at Fran Fund. They send the best pecan pies, so which I'm about a day away from diving into as well, because they sent it to Danielle's house. They didn't send it here. Can you believe that?
That's rude.
That is rude, but that's all right. We like them anyway. So what is something maybe you are thankful for this year? We're 9 years old. We're in fourth grade. It's a lot going on in your life. What are some things that you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for that I get to have a home and food and water.
Food and water. We do give you food and water on occasion, right? Would you be thankful if we went to Great Clips later to get your hair cut? I don't think people can hear your head go not no. Okay. All right. What shirt are you wearing today? Like, lean up for anybody to see it. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I did make you. How's school going this year?
Good. Very good.
Very good. What do you like about school?
That I get to eat at Eagles Roost.
So the main thing you like about school is that there's a little place that's not the cafeteria where you can order like your own food.
Yeah, and it's not as loud as the cafeteria and crazy.
Okay. And what do you get for lunch?
I get three things, actually. A bean and cheese roll, a medium Dr. Pepper, and a small fry.
Okay. And you get the same thing every single day?
Yeah.
Okay. What about actual school when you're doing the work? What do you like about school this year?
I really like science.
Okay.
And math, but the math tests throw me off.
Okay. Who is maybe the best math tutor in the history of the world? Me. If you saw my math grades like when I was in college, you probably wouldn't want me tutoring, but like good old fashioned like add, subtract, multiply, divide. Yeah. When we get into algebra, you're on your own. We'll find you a tutor.
I think grandpa would help.
Yes, I think you got a good one there. So what do you think someday, like, are we gonna own a business? When you grow up, what are you gonna be? What's your job gonna be? You gonna have a business? What are you thinking about?
I'm gonna do this franchise. I'm gonna run this franchise.
You're gonna take over Fran Coach?
Yeah, I'm gonna take over Fran Coach.
Okay. Are you sure I'm gonna let you?
Yeah, when you die.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that's what we're looking forward to. Thanks. That makes me feel good. Okay, so we're going to take over, Frank. What makes you think you'll be good at helping people find businesses?
I don't know.
Do you know how to ask a lot of questions?
No.
Well, you're usually pretty annoying with that. So, okay. Do you have any questions for me today? In practice, like taking over, if you're going to take over Brand Coach, then you got to take over the podcast also, right?
Do you do podcasts every week or just...
You know what? That's a great question, Logan. We do them weekly. And this one is actually going to drop on, the cool kids call it dropping. Like it's going to drop on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So every week. So the little trick, we're actually recording this for Thanksgiving, but it's not
Thanksgiving.
But I don't think we should tell people that because they'll think we're really doing it on Thanksgiving.
Why'd you tell them that?
Oh, whoops. We'll edit that out. Sorry. Yes, we do them. We do them every week.
Yeah.
Do you have any good topics? Because we're kind of running out. What should we talk about next week?
The economy.
The economy? Okay.
The earth, how it's bad to litter.
It is bad to litter. You know, there are franchises that will pick up the litter and the junk and haul it all away. Mm-hmm. We need them in the backyard right now, don't we? With all the crap that we got back there.
And in the front. Over there.
Yeah. Okay. So do you know why I like having you on at Thanksgiving? Because the Thanksgiving is when we should be thankful for things, right? And I'm kind of thankful for you. And you are like the
kind of
most days, kind of. Most days more, but some days kind of. I am super duper uber thankful for you, and you in fact are the reason why I started this business all those years ago. Did you know that?
I think you told me last year.
So I just want to take a moment to say I love you and I'm very thankful for you. And even though you and I don't get to like have, you know, turkey chicken for Thanksgiving, like we'll FaceTime or something, because you'll be at mom's and I'm gonna be
called
the Dominican Republic. I'll be at the Banana Republic. I will not be at the Banana Republic. Okay, well, cool that I'm thanks for coming on the show. I don't know why we will stop the record and you will talk nonstop. But now all of a sudden, like, you're a little shy.
Yeah, I'm shy.
So we've done your Christmas list yet?
Kind of.
Okay. If you could have one thing for Christmas, what would it be?
An electric guitar.
An electric guitar? Okay. Okay. Are you going to practice and take lessons?
Yeah, I'm trying to take lessons for now, but I can't.
Okay. All right. Any words of wisdom for everybody on Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay. That's a pretty good
one. Good luck with your kids.
Yes. Because they're probably not all as wonderful as you. They probably have haircuts, though.
Probably.
So, all right. That's this one. Let's get to the next one now. All right. All right. Now, on our Thanksgiving edition, we get to bring in somebody else. I'm so excited. And she's not, but that's okay. My wonderful, beautiful, amazing, way, 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 way better half, my beautiful wife, Danielle. Danielle, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You don't seem very, this is the Thanksgiving edition. I'm not feeling the thankfulness of being a guest on the Franchising 101 podcast. I don't understand.
Oh, I'll give my thankfulness and gratitude later.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. We're just kind of trying to have a little, you know, fun, where I feel like I'm failing miserably already with this, but one of the things of being a business owner, and I kind of said this at the beginning, being thankful of is the, you know, I guess unique lifestyle that we have. You're in Florida. I'm not at the moment. Actual Thanksgiving, we're going to be totally somewhere more different. You got your little one in the other room, probably doing the same thing that mine is doing in the other room. Mindless. So,
you know, this is a podcast, right? People aren't really going to get the whole.
I think
speaking video game lingo or watching TV or something else other than talking to their parents. Got it.
Yeah, I see video game going. So Danielle, tell us with What are like Thanksgiving for you? What's a good memory from a Thanksgiving in Danielle past?
Great question. So for many listeners, I'm sure they're in the same situation I was growing up. I had a divided family, right? Since I was 8 years old. So fond memories of Thanksgiving. I don't know if they were uber happy, but I think being grateful for having multiple places to go in a holiday, right? Being grateful that I had a mom and a dad that had large families. So we spent Thanksgiving never alone. So we always had each other somewhere, some fashion. So I had a good mix of Thanksgiving traditions, whether it was with my grandparents or out in the country with my dad or in the city with my mom. My sister and I were very fortunate to be able to have two meals that day and be able to have one thing we liked at one house and one thing we liked at the other. So that's a fond memory of childhood.
What were those things? Like you could pick one or two things. You're like, okay, this is my stuff for Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat this. Like I will stab you with the fork if you try to take it from me. What's that look like?
It's an abomination for probably listeners right now, but the stovetop stuffing, like I liked the stuff in the pan. Sorry, people, for those that make the traditional stuff it in the bird. That was really great and at one household. And then the other was a sweet potato casserole. My grandmother on my mom's side used to make the best sweet potato casserole. It just still to this day salivates in my mouth when I think about it. But those were the two go-tos for me.
So on the bright side, you and I would not be fighting over those things. So there's...
Perfect.
There's that.
I guess there's the big question. Are you a turkey or a ham, right? Like that's a big fight amongst families for Thanksgiving. Do they do the turkey? Do they do the ham? Then let's take it a degree further. Do you fry a turkey? Uh-oh, that might be a debate.
Like, yeah. So we grew up, it was always turkey. And I'm always like, I don't think I knew any different as a kid because it was my mom, my dad, me and my sister, and we would be at my mom's parents' house. It was literally six of us for Thanksgiving. So there's always the turkey, which I'm like indifferent on. I was chowing down on the other stuff, right? But we had in my former professional life when I was coaching basketball, like Thanksgiving wasn't a halt, like what wasn't a day off, right? There was you're in the season, right?
But I was gonna say it's still a holiday, dude.
It's still a holiday, but we were also still practicing or playing, right? So, but we had our team over a few times, and we had I think they referred to it as a cowboy turkey, where they buried it in the ground overnight. I don't know how they did this, but they like we had some people that did this. They brought the turkeys out. And instead of, you know, oh, we got to do the whole carving thing or whatever, it was so moist. It just fell off, you know, Tom the turkey. And it was absolutely amazing. So I don't know how people do that, but you can figure that out. Give that one a shot. So,
Well, and you just talked basketball. So my family tradition, the Florida State football game was the Saturday after Thanksgiving every year. And so we would be the years that we played in Tallahassee. We'd hurry up and finish food and get on the road and go see some Seminoles beat some Gators.
I was going to say, I wonder who you were for in that particular game.
I don't know.
So see, look at me being the good, you know, lesser half. Jumping right in on the Seminole stuff. Yep. So
get on the bandwagon, kid. Bandwagon.
I'm right there. You've humored me with Cubs games, so we'll do that too. So,
house divided.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I'm a Gator fan. That's house divided. Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm not, honey. Love, go Seminoles. So how excited are you for where you're going to be on this Thanksgiving?
I'm always excited every day for everything that we're given. I think more importantly, I think your purpose of this podcast, correct me if I'm wrong, is to tell your listeners, our listeners, and the devoted learners of franchising that we are very fortunate to have the careers that we have and be in the industry that we're in. I am thankful for my family, but I'm more thankful for my franchise family. That's okay thing to say. I'm thankful for the freedom, the flexibility, the lifestyle that we get to have, that our Thanksgiving traditions are now traditions of seeing places and doing things and being able to take our family to places. I mean, last year we hosted our family in Miami at a rental, like an Airbnb, had everybody there, brought everyone together. There were some deaths in our family last year, so it was important for us to be able to do that. And thank you, franchising world, for being able to allow us to take a week off and spend with our families and do those things. And this year we're traveling abroad and, you know, being thankful for that time together and being able to do that. So I'm excited about the trip, but I'm more excited about the fact that we have a career and a world that provides for that for us.
Yeah. And I think that's really, again, it is the point of this is just like, you know, a little cheesy giving thanks, but from my end, the thankfulness of finding franchising in general to be able to do like one something I really genuinely enjoy. Like I get, and we're on different sides of franchising, but we get to talk to smart, successful people, right? And you get to teach them something new and help them create that lifestyle, right? Like it's always, you know, it's funny, you and I talk about this all the time. Like it's not the, you know, it's not the American dream necessarily. It's not like, oh my gosh, I want to make millions. Can you make lots of money? Yes, but it's the freedom, flexibility. It's to be a, you know, but blended family in different states and be able to have like all of those things and have that freedom and flexibility to still run our businesses, be successful, but enjoy the time we get to spend with our family. So ours is always a little funky with that. So that's why I'm glad I was able to sucker you on to join us today for Thanksgiving. Probably last like super important question is, you haven't eaten the pecan pie yet, have you?
No.
Save me some crumb, something.
So I'm not a big pecan pie fan.
I know.
So it's
thank goodness.
All here for you to eat.
Yay. Okay. Well, cool. So what else do you want to talk? You got anything else for us today?
Oh, I'm sure I could come up with something, but thank you all devoted listeners for the participating and always tuning in to the Franchising 101 podcast. I think when you, Timothy, started this and we were toying around with it, I think we were all a little not sure where it was going to go. And it's now turned into this thankful podcast that has really helped a lot of people learn about the potential opportunities for owning their future. So I am thankful that you did this years ago and thankful yeah. that you're allowing me to participate.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were one of them in my ear to do this. And what's ironic is the, like when this started, like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but and for the people that listened to multiple episodes, I still don't know what I'm doing. Right. But it's, was really just kind of done to create some different ways to like help educate people. And then now we're 120 or so of these things in. And Anna, like I always thankful of the feedback. The last couple episodes we've done that have been just me without a guest have all been like feedback from the people listening, right? They have messaged in like, hey, I'd like to learn more about this. I'd like to learn more about that. Which by the way, keep doing that. FranCoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. But really, like, I wasn't trying to do anything today from a plug standpoint other than just this Thanksgiving, let's be thankful. And I wanted to bring on, like, you know, my peeps, right? For this to say thank you to both of them. And I love them both dearly. Yeah, and that's it.
Well, it wasn't a plug. If anything, I am honest and true.
That's a lie.
It isn't a lie. I would tell you're a little scruffy here on your face, you know, whatever. And I just said that on a national podcast.
The first guest did call me a liar, but because he was telling his story of why he likes turkey. One, how I got him to like turkey was he would only, when he was like four, he would only, it had to be chicken. So I'm like, yeah, no, this is called turkey chicken. And he's like, oh, okay. And started eating it and loved it. And so, yeah, he's like, you lied to me. I'm like, dude, that's not the only time I've lied to you. So, what's your line about the role as a parent for the child?
If we don't torture them, they have nothing to talk to their therapist about as an adult.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
they should be thankful for that.
He should in fact be thankful for that. So,
and so should the therapy community. We are helping them.
We're promoting mental health.
Yep.
Awesome.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay. Check out Ellie Mental Health, people.
That's easily like the fourth or fifth thing we've plugged, just on this one. So yeah, well, you can't see it, but I've got this is the second one. I got to like message them my Vuori shorts on today too, which are, I'm thankful for those. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
See you soon. And thank everybody else for, as always, tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I hope you eat way too much and then complain about it later and then go right back for more. So,
and then tune in January when we're talking about your fitness goals for, 2023.
Exactly. And which, by the way, let's just go ahead and get that on the calendar for, we've got a new franchise partner that is doing fitness. They're super cool. So we'll have that teed up for you first of January. So there we go. So cool. Thank you. And thank you as always for all of our wonderful loyal listeners. I am indeed thankful for that. And we look forward to getting back with you next week with like real stuff about franchising. But until then, have a fantastic Thanksgiving and we'll talk with you next week. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.